Deputy Leader of the Alliance Party, Stephen Farry, joining us now this morning. Stephen, good morning to you. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised in terms of the level of the figures, but at the same time, I think there have to be a major reality check to what is potentially now going to happen in terms of Brexit negotiations. And we also have to bear in mind that Northern Ireland is already starting from a very low base in terms of our economic indicators. Our level of growth is worse than the rest of the UK, our level of productivity, with more people unemployed, more people economically inactive. So we're not in the best of shape to begin with. That's before you factor in these potential figures.
And so what do you predict post-Brexit?
It depends what happens in terms of the negotiations. The difficulty we now have is that there's a growing standoff between the UK government and the rest of the European Union over what was actually signed off in December, where they did make this declaration in terms of avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland.
I know you've been critical of the no-surrender language from Sammy Wilson and Ian Paisley. As Nelson McCausland said, it's not just colourful language. Do you want your politicians to be grey and boring, he said?
Well, I'm happy for people to be colourful and to make provocative statements, but the problem was that it was completely vacuous. And whenever people are reduced to making those type of empty slogans, it shows that they've actually lost the argument. There's nothing to offer. If you look at the Ian Paisley consistency in North Antrim, they have a very heavy dependence upon manufacturing. They have a very heavy dependence upon agriculture. So any step away from what is our closest and largest market in terms of the European Union will have a devastating impact upon the prosperity of that area. And already we're seeing people concerned about young people leaving Northern Ireland. This has been a major theme over the past 40 years. I think there's a lot of parents across Northern Ireland wondering what are the future for their kids based upon what is likely to come down the track in terms of Brexit.
Right, while we have you on this morning, the roundtable talks suspended today, back on tomorrow. Colm Eastwood, the leader, obviously, of the SDLP, has been critical on the Nolan Show of smaller parties not being fully informed of the negotiations between the DUP and Sinn Féin. And he says that they will not be part of a pretend process. He actually said that if this continues, he has told the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, don't ring me again. What's the Alliance Party position in this?
Well, I mean, we understand Colm's frustrations. We're extremely frustrated as well, because like, we all have a mandate, we all have things to offer, and frankly our participation will actually help.
Well, tokenistically frustrated, are you going to keep on going in if you're not being told what's going on? He's called it. What's the Alliance Party going to do?
Well, we're not walking away from any process. We'll always show up and make a contribution.
Even if they don't tell you what's going on?
But at the same time, I mean, if it is a all for window dressing, we won't be shy and actually saying so publicly. So we'll call it out. But we're not going to walk away. I mean, this is not about how we feel as individual parties. This is about making sure we have a deal for Northern Ireland. And if we don't have a deal, the consequences, not just in terms of Brexit, but for the whole cohesion of our society are huge. So we have a duty to exhaust every opportunity and to explore every scenario.
Are you optimistic?
At the moment, it's very difficult to be optimistic, Stephen. I think we have to keep talking. We have to keep exploring the way through the deadlock. But if we walk away, the question is what's the alternative? The only way we can actually run this society, because we have our divisions, we have our legacy, is through a shared approach to governance. And that means through devolution. If you opt for direct rule, if you opt for direct rule with some sort of Irish dimension, that is not the way forward. It's more remote government. It's not accountable government. It's not shared government, and that will create problems and its own tensions.
I think the public, Stephen, have heard so many times now over the years, oh, we'll have to keep talking, we'll have to keep working through. You know, can you give them a heads up here? Or maybe you don't know because you're being completely blocked out. Is anything happening up there?
Well, DUP and Sinn Féin are talking to each other. I suppose that the scepticism will say that they've been talking for the best part of a year and going round in the same circle with the same narrative, and nothing changes in that regard. I know this cannot go on indefinitely. I mean, we're long since past the point where we actually needed an agreement. Every day that goes past, we're losing our ability to attract investment. We're undermining our public services. We don't have any clarity in terms of the budget for the forthcoming year, which means that government departments right through to people in the community and voluntary sector can plan ahead for the rest of the year. People are concerned about their future of their jobs. So these are all real impacts on people's lives. So absolutely, we have to get this done. And we're not holding back in terms of putting forward ideas and making it very clear that our participation can actually break the deadlock, because if you end up with DEP saying one thing, Sinn Féin saying the other thing, they end up in a standoff. Sometimes it takes a different set of eyes, some sort of compromise proposal to come forward from perhaps someone else with a different perspective to actually break the deadlock, and that's why it's important that we open this process up to a more multi-party way of doing things.